Open our hearts this morning that we may hear your voice and understand what it is that you want to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So as I've said, we're going to think today about heat because we've all been affected by heat over the last 10 days, 2 weeks. Who loves the heat? Who loves the heat? Hands up. Who loves it when it's toasty warm, when you're sweltering? You just want to be out there in the heat enjoying it. A few people, yeah? Who can't stand the heat? Who can't stand the heat? Who's trying to plug in a fan and get hold of an air cooler and lie in a sort of darkened room? Quite a few people as well. Who's indifferent to the heat? Who's just not really fussed? You just sort of manage it as you go along. Okay, so it seems like we've got people in all of the different situations. So wherever you are with the heat, we've all been affected by it recently. Who's run out and bought a fan from somewhere? Anybody? I've seen shops sort of cleared out of those fans. Who's run out and bought one of those little tiny plastic ones that you can have that you sort of carry around with you? I'm sure a few people have. I was in a news agent the other day trying to buy lollies for a whole group of children, and he had run out of anything cold. He literally didn't have anything left because people had gone flocking to go and buy things to try to cool down. So the last time I spoke, we were talking about weather and about all the different types of weather that we felt within 24 hours. I think at that time we'd had just about every season within a really short period. And I'm going to build on this today, thinking about how recent things have been postponed or cancelled or amended or rearranged because the heat can be a threat. It poses challenges. It makes us think about things in different ways. It melts things. Who's left something out on the side and then gone back to it and it's melted because of the heat? It challenges us to drink more water because we don't drink enough water at the best of times, but when it's 30 plus degrees, we physically need to take in more water so that our bodies can get what they need. It also makes us sleep more. Who's been really sleepy over the last few weeks, wanting little power naps? Yeah, not just me, is it? And it makes us want to rest more. But this isn't a sermon about why it's hot. This isn't a sermon about sort of climate change and impact. That's a different sermon that I'll save for another day. But I sort of mapped the heat onto the general stress that a lot of people seem to be feeling at the moment. The number of people I come across at the moment who are overwhelmed with things, whether it's conflicting priorities, whether it's impending deadlines, family issues, relationship situations, bereavement, estrangement, or simply trying to ensure that all the family members are in the right place at the right time for all these end of term events, right? Sports days, concerts, performances, messy church today at 3:30. I might have mentioned that earlier. Things can get stressful. The heat is on. And there are all sorts of things that we can hold in mind when it comes to thinking about how we as individuals, as people, think about this. And you may remember when we had the Healthy Church Initiative, one of the things that really stuck in my mind that Dr. Shola said, she said, we were talking about rest and the importance of rest. She said, normalize rest, don't glorify burnout. Others say, you can't spread light if you're burnt out. And this adds even more weight to thinking about how we cope in the heat, to how we cope with life more generally. Let's bring this back to heat. So Elijah very kindly brought us the Old Testament reading from Jeremiah 17, 5 to 8. And the reason I chose this was for the reference to the desert heat in verse 5. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Then in verse 6, that person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in the sand, where no one lives. Now, this passage contrasts two types of people. We've got those who trust in humans. When it says the one who trusts in man, the one who trusts in a human, and who draws strength from mere flesh, as in from another human, versus those that draw strength from God. In verse 7 it says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Now, the author, Jeremiah, is known for his use of metaphors and symbolism throughout his book, and I would encourage you to read it if you haven't done so or haven't done so recently. He beautifully uses the idea of a tree planted and then using water. This tree sends out roots. It doesn't fear the heat. In times of trouble, when the heat is on, we may feel spiritually weak. We may draw on humans. We may be depending on flesh, as Jeremiah describes. And whilst there are lots of wonderful humans out there, many of whom we can name, who support us, we need to be sure that we are trusting in God, because trusting in our loving God will work. God will nurture us, bless us, sustain us when the heat is on. And it can be tough. Sometimes we can feel so far from God when we're facing lots of challenges. But God draws near to us, always longing for us to connect with him, to draw strength. Let's jump to our New Testament reading, which Betty kindly brought us. Luke 12, 42 to 48. Now here we read of a different type of heat. And this passage is part of a much longer passage where Jesus is warning about preparing for his coming. Just before that, verse 40, it says, you must be ready. This is Jesus talking about watchfulness, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Now, it can be argued that the reason Jesus explains this as he does in this context is for this reason. The more knowledge and understanding that we have of God's will, the more accountable we are for following it. Just think about that for a moment. The more knowledge and understanding we have of what God wants, the more accountable we are for following it. So when the heat is on, which it often is, we need to make sure that we are drawing close to Christ, discerning God's heart for us through God's voice, which speaks to us in so many different ways. It's easy to get caught up in our day-to-day lives, particularly when we're dashing from place to place in the heat, juggling a million conflicting priorities, perhaps struggling to please all the people around us that we want to please. But we need to try to slow down, to take stock, to draw on God's will for us, and to take time to understand what it is that he wants us to be doing and how he wants us to be challenging ourselves and channeling our energy, whatever the weather. So stop, pray, think, reflect. Let's not get distracted by the heat. Let's not get distracted by the hectic nature of this life, particularly this time of year. Let's make sure we're taking time to rest, to dwell in God's presence, whatever the weather. Friends, the heat is on. Amen.